The practice begins. Take in a deep breath into your chest, fill the lungs, and reach your arms up to the ceiling and out behind you. And then as you bring your arms back, make a ah sound. Something a little bit different today. And now, without moving your arms, take in a deep breath and make a ah sound. Try to feel the pleasure in making that sound. One more time, please, in your own time. Now, as I explained in the setup instructions, I'm going to give you abbreviated instructions today, and your task is simply to fill in the gaps. Now, you've all listened to these recordings live a number of times now. I think today is around day 10, something like that. So all of the instructions will be familiar to you. But before we do that, let's just do one small physical thing. The arm that's lying on the floor, move your awareness to that hand. And slowly curl the fingers of that hand towards your palm. Do this slowly so that you can feel the air passing your fingers. And at some point you'll become aware of the heat of the palm being felt by the fingers. Feel that. Slowly continue to make a gentle fist and press the thumb against your index finger and perhaps your second finger as well. Now become aware of the shape of your hand. Don't try too hard at this point. This is just an experience. Feel the shape of the hand whose fingers you've curled into the palm. Now slowly increase that effort and feel all of the skin of the different parts of your hand move closer and closer to each other, and feel the thumb pressing on the index finger harder and harder. And now, just for a moment, squeeze that hand tightly, as tight as you can, for a second or two. Take a breath in, and on a breath out, let that effort go completely. And once again, become aware that taking effort away from some part of the body is relaxation. Experience for a moment the sensations in the lightly curled hand. And now, to complete that part, slowly straighten the fingers of the same hand. Feel other forearm muscles making this movement. Slowly straighten the fingers completely, and then spread the fingers apart from one another as widely as you can, and feel the different muscles that make this action. Take in a breath, and on a breath out, let all effort go, and let that hand and arm rest on the floor. Become aware of the increased sensations of aliveness in that hand. Now, the next part of this exercise is at your own pace, your own speed, move your awareness around the meeting points between your body and the floor. Take your time. There's plenty of time. Recall the instructions. If something doesn't feel completely comfortable, then slowly, slower than you want to, slowly move the limb and then let it rest in its most comfortable position. Don't move everything at once. Do the exercise one part of the body at a time and move slowly. I remind you that the instruction to move slowly is only to increase the sensory connection to that part of the body. In other words, to feel more. For a few minutes, please, work your way around the meeting points between your body and the floor. Now bring your awareness to the movements in the body we call breathing. We have done some breath tracking exercises. We've done some increasing the feeling of the breath exercises by pausing the breath in for a count of 1, 2, or out for the same count. And a number of other exercises. Choose one for the next few minutes, please, and bring your awareness in as heightened a form as you can to the movements in the body we call breathing. Don't try too hard. Don't force anything. This is just an experience. Now let your awareness expand to the whole body. Let your awareness move into all parts of the body. The next exercise is to name or to feel or to visualize a number of parts of the body. It's traditional to start with the right-hand thumb. In your own time, and take your time, move your awareness around as many parts of the body as you can. Now move your awareness back to the meeting points between your body and the floor and feel if there's any difference since the last time your awareness visited them. You may need to lengthen the spine a little bit by tucking the tail or bringing the chin in. The goal of this second exercise is simply to experience as much comfort and pleasure in the sensations of the body being held by the floor. Take your time. If you find your mind wandering during this practice, remind yourself to breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. And now for the next few minutes, do absolutely nothing at all. Simply enjoy all the lovely sensations in the body of being deeply relaxed. Remind yourself that it's good to be relaxed. Remind yourself that you will let yourself relax a little bit with each breath out in ordinary daily life. Take a few minutes now to enjoy these sensations. And now it's time to bring ourselves back to ordinary awareness. Breathe deeply into the very top part of your chest as you lift your arms up and out behind you and point your toes away from you to feel a lengthening in the body. Relax that effort. Breathe out and bring the arms back to your side. Repeat this, please, two more times in your own time. Take your time, there's no hurry. And when you're done, roll over onto your side and slowly sit up. The practice is over.